This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline covering the Monday, August 4th edition of WWE Raw. This was a big show because everybody, of course, was anticipating the first full two-hour episode of Raw with Mike Adamly as GM. And it wasn't an eventful evening, as you might expect when it comes to Adamly. He wasn't in the background, but he wasn't in the foreground. He just kind of did his job. And in the process, seemed actually probably competent and aware of what was going on around him. They did not play up the notion that he was a dunderhead, as WWE.com described him last week. He came out at the beginning of the show and explained that, you know, Ronald Reagan was a bad actor or a cheesy actor and worked with a monkey. And yeah, he screwed up Jeff Hardy's name and once called him Jeff Harvey. That set the tone for his announcing career. But he said he might just be a great leader, just like Ronald Reagan turned out to be. So that kind of set the tone, and you thought, okay, he's going to be a dunderhead. He's going to screw up left and right, and that's going to be the joke. He thinks he's good at this, and he's not. But instead, he was actually all right. He had a little ego issue. He called his match concepts, which were not that amazing, Adamly originals, but he was adding some twists and turns to some match stipulations and that type of thing. So after kind of introducing himself and kind of setting the stage for that, he asked the fans how many matches they wanted to see with titles on the line. He asked one, they cheered, two, they cheered louder. He says, well, I'm going to give you three. And then he announced Teddy Biasi and Cody Rhodes against John Cena and Batista as the TV main event. JB Elden came out and said he's got an idea for a match. He wants a title shot against CM Punk. As he made his case, then Chris Jericho walked out and made his case. He says, I want that match. So Adamly said, I tell you what, you two face each other. Winner gets a match at SummerSlam. They didn't face each other. He said that would have been the old way of doing things. The Adamly original approach was that they would team together and face Punk, and whoever scored the pinfall first would get the title shot, but if they lost, neither would get the title shot. So that set that up. It was a nice way to set up one of the TV main events. He set up both TV main events in the opening segment. A lot of talking in the first 15 minutes, but a mix of stars coming out with, two of them, JBL and Jericho. It was good. It was a solid segment. He was fine performing in that context. And, you know, they must have confidence in him in this context because they put him on live television. They could have moved him to SmackDown and moved Vicky to Raw. I don't know. They could have shuffled things around a little bit. But they trusted him, and he fulfilled their trust. I mean, he proved them to be right. There was no explanation for why Shane made Adamly the Raw GM or Stephanie or anything like that. So we're left to assume Shane knew something we didn't know. Or Shane is as surprised as anyone that Adamly's competent and he was trying to sabotage the company. We just don't know. I don't think we're meant to know. I don't think a lot of thought was put into that. They just thought Shane's next in charge after Vince and, you know, tied with Stephanie, the way storyline goes. And so with Vince out of the picture, Shane's the one who would make a decision, and we want Adamly to earn his money and have a reason to fly in every week. But the whole announcing gig's not working. So I think when you do that whole, you know, you play that out in your mind, you just go, well, Shane's the guy to announce him. And, you know, fortunately they don't have that big question mark of why did Shane put an idiot in charge who's screwing up the show. Instead, the question mark is, why did Shane put an idiot in charge who is actually doing a decent job? Did he know something we didn't know? Opening match, Paul Burchill challenged Kofi Kingston for the IC title. Kingston won this one in 4 minutes clean with a Trouble in Paradise. Kofi looked good. He's got a good style in the ring. Burchill still looks kind of ordinary, just standard workman-like style. Then match number two, they transitioned too quickly. Katie Lee Burchill challenged Mickie James for the women's title. Mickie won this one in 5 minutes to retain the belt. So in the first 30 minutes, we had two of the three title matches out of the way. Not especially memorable, the matches themselves. After the women's match, Glamazon Beth Phoenix came out and attacked Mickie. Then she walked away. Santino approached her on the stage and applauded and then touched her ass timidly. She kind of turned and smiled, but they were still shy in acknowledging each other. They showed Cena and Crime Time hanging out backstage. That would be the first and last time we'd see Cena and Crime Time hanging out. They went from trying to prove that John Cena was heterosexual and liked girls with the whole, you know, Mickie James flirtatious budding romance.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.